Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Parts of car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crowd.
The show is wildly popular.
Today, I declare...
My... The Crab Diving Studios in Koreatown, Los Angeles, USA. It's Crab Nation with your hosts, Patrick Vile, Ryan Pfeiffer.
Crab Nation spewing forth at you all from Los Angeles, California, where currently the president is fucking up the traffic. No offense, Mr. President. But here in Los Angeles, California, Crab Nation going to be with you for the next couple hours till 2 p.m. Pacific, till 5 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast. If you're listening to us out there, thanks. My name's Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer, and I also would like to extend a thank you to our listeners out in Cyberville, USA. You could be jacking off right now. I appreciate the sacrifice.
Could be. Celebrating John Lennon's birthday in whatever way you might want to. That was John Lennon.
Yeah.
A little bit of John Lennon music opening up Crab Nation, watching the wheels.
Yeah.
We've played Imagine before. We haven't played the CeeLo Green version.
We played Imagine. Stop it. How dare you?
Could.
On his birthday. On his birthday, no less.
Am I blaspheming?
What the fuck?
Blasphemy. Sacrilege.
Good Lord. Hey, assholes out there, give peace a chance. Seriously.
For those that don't know, CeeLo Green, for some reason, did a live version of the song, John Lennon's song, Imagine.
What a great guy CeeLo is.
And CeeLo changed... The whole point of the song Imagine is John Lennon saying, imagine if there was no war, imagine if there was no hunger, imagine if all this horrible shit was gone that's making the world a worser place.
Right.
And he included in that list religion. And all he says, and all religion too,
right.
comma, T-O-O, period. But CeeLo Green changed that line to, and all religions true.
Fuck you, dude. Not you, CeeLo. I mean, so I don't know if he's listening.
In the CeeLo world.
The CeeLo world. The CeeLo world where if you go on a date with him, he might drop some ecstasy unbeknownst to you into your dream.
Right.
And in his big fat walrus body might climb on top of you for a little raping.
Well, and how can all religion be true?
I don't know.
How can they all be true? Does that mean Jesus has 18 arms like Vishnu?
Yes. And how?
And somehow.
Right.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of another religion.
CeeLo.
And somehow. Oh, and he shot the world full of nuclear bombs to start
yeah.
the world.
Does CeeLo Green not like the Beatles? Does he hate the Beatles or does he hate John Lennon? Because that's the only reason I would think you would take it upon yourself to alter a lyric of a fucking legend.
No, it's that Christian privilege. Yeah, it's
oh.
it's Jesus,
man. Oh, are you saying he suffers from Christian privilege?
I don't know if he does, actually.
Christian privilege.
I'm speculating.
Hey, let me drop this happy pill into your Coca-Cola.
CeeLo might be a Buddhist for all I fucking know.
Oh, really? He looks like Buddha.
And he might think that all religion true is good. I don't know. But
he's not a Buddhist.
But, I don't know. He's pandering to the crowd.
He's a jerk off.
Pandering to America.
Yeah, good for you, asshole.
I spend half my day outraged reading stories.
Oh, yeah.
About America.
Are you worried that Arkansas is going to fall to ISIS?
Go to... I know, that's ridiculous. Go to our Facebook page. Facebook.com/crabdiving. You can find the story there that Ryan just referred to, it's under the bull's balls.
Right.
ISIS storming the beaches of Little Rock. Yeah, Tom Cotton, who is... he's a representative. He's already in... He's in the fucking United States of America.
We have to save Little
Congress.
Rock. We have to save Little Rock from ISIS. That's going to be the first thing the bad guys take out, Arkansas.
He said groups like the Islamic State collaborate. You know, they all get together. Facebook, go to the Islamic State page, apparently. He says they collaborate with drug cartels in Mexico.
Jihad!
Who have clearly shown they're willing to expand outside the drug trade into human trafficking and potentially even terrorism.
Holy shit!
And the best
so
line,
funny.
They could infiltrate our defenseless border
right.
and attack us right here in places like Arkansas.
Yeah, Arkansas is so important. You know how many James Bond movies took place in Little Rock? But yes, the evil leaders of Al-Qaeda and ISIS, they're all getting together. They're planning a massive assault on the town of Little Rock.
Look at this. He slipped the Islamic State. Drug cartels, Mexico,
no,
the drug trade, human trafficking, and terrorism into one sentence.
Oh,
it's amazing.
It's a burrito.
We know in the world that surrounds us, there are terrorists and there are home invaders, drug cartels, carjackers, knockout gamers, and rapers, and haters, and campus killers, airport killers, shopping mall killers, and killers who scheme to destroy our country with massive storms of violence against our power grids or vicious waves of chemicals or disease that could collapse our society that sustains us all.
Not that there's any fear-mongering going on.
Well, you said society, though, Wayne LaPierre. I mean, do we include Arkansas in society?
Sometimes.
What's your favorite thing about
Occasionally.
Arkansas? What would you miss if ISIS occupied that state?
Isn't there a big cave there?
Can't really. Yes.
That's really cool.
We got to protect that cave.
I'm sure there's a lot of wonderful people.
Oh, yeah. They're
in
great.
Arkansas.
All the positive Arkansas stories we've done on this show.
Tons. Bill Clinton.
Right. Well,
I mean, you know.
Now, does Bill still live in Arkansas? He does, doesn't he?
Well, no, he kind of got the hell
out. He got the fuck out of there.
So Hillary could run.
Run away.
And Clinton.
We hated Arkansas.
In New York.
God, Arkansas was so boring. That's why Bill was fucking all the time. Just banging people right and left. What was he supposed to do?
There's other reasons he was.
Spend all day at Walmart walking around?
Out fucking all the time, too. Maybe a couple other reasons.
Is Little Rock the capital, though?
I think so. Yeah. Right.
Are they honestly? Am I understanding? No. I'm going to ask a stupid fucking question here. Arkansas is not on the border
of Missouri.
Why does Tom Cotton think they're gonna tunnel under Texas and end up in Arkansas?
Well, no, they're.
I mean, I'm never sure about my geography
because we don't have the big moats dug with the sharks and the electrified fences and the snipers all deployed and roving drones ready to take out anything mildly brown.
No.
Crosses.
Look, that big guy. Listen, if you tan, you better let everybody. How do you let people know in Arkansas that you went on vacation, you come back, you got a tan, that you're not black? That's the most important thing.
No,
do not take my whiteness away.
Take it out of the border.
You better fucking. You better stay out of the sun, motherfucker.
So, Tom Cotton. Joining in on the
what a dickhead
the terror brigade.
Jesus, we've already got a list of people to
He didn't say Ebola.
Fuck you, Tom. Fuck you, CeeLo. Fuck you, Ebola.
Oh, there we got a long list of
Ebola.
Of fuck yous.
Oh, really?
There's also the story. If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving,
3,000 likes.
3,004 likes.
Yo, fuck all the haters.
Thanks everyone for liking, loving, sharing. Come on over and fillet.
Right.
I just
want to give a shout out to all the haters. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, haters.
Listen to that liberal tolerance. I just saw that a little while ago in the comments.
Right.
A liberal. I was reading a story about nothing new has happened, but I think we did the story. Go to crabdiving.com for previous episodes of this wonderful gem that we polish for you daily.
It's a sapphire.
I
don't know why.
Now I'm reading ahead.
Speed reader. Are you a speed reader? How many words per minute can you read?
I can read pretty fast,
right.
I think.
No, good for you.
But I've already forgotten what I was referencing. If you go to podcast.
What is the longest book you've ever read?
I don't know.
Phone book?
Probably, yeah. Does the Funkin' Wagnalls Encyclopedia?
That's why you're so smart. You sat around as a young child reading encyclopedias, knowing that one day you will, in fact, host the liberal juggernaut internet radio show known as Crab Diving.
That's it. Exactly it. I can't remember what the fuck we were talking about.
The right-wing nut job.
There's a story about Fox, quote, news, unquote.
Faux news.
On that which is turning to be just a cornucopia of cuntitude.
They're dickheads.
On that Outnumbered?
That's the one with Keith Ablomi.
Show?
Ablaw.
But I don't think it's... I think the concept is, because first I don't look into it, I won't watch it, but every clip I see it's four possessors of vaginas.
Right.
And one with a twig and berries.
Okay.
And I think that's it. I think the concept of the show is outnumbered.
Outnumbered.
The menfolk are outnumbered by those crazy fillies.
I've seen a similar show on RedTube.
You're right. Completely different.
Totally
channel.
Different.
Yeah.
This show is for jerk offs.
So the latest one that and there's that just profound microcephalic idiot drool cupper Tantaros. Andrea Tantaros.
Andrea Tantaros
is on that panel.
Is she
who's trying to win the prize for the biggest raging idiot?
Is she a which is a more legit journalist, Tantaros or Hasselbeck?
I'll take Hasselbeck over Tantaros. Yeah.
Come on. What do you think Fox does every season? They're like, oh look, here's some people that was on reality television. Who can we get on board?
Right.
Who can we?
I think Roger Ailes is like, right. Who looks great in a skirt?
Yeah, they were trying to get Puck
not,
in the real world.
I'm sure I'm being an asshole by.
What do you mean?
Suggesting that Fox News only hires women because of what they look like.
Hey, it's the 50s.
But it's all over TV. I can't just...
Right.
You're not going to get a hideous troll
doing the nightly news.
No.
They kind of frown upon that. So these idiots, these ninnies, this herd.
Ninny.
Gaggle.
Yes.
Was sitting there. And,
a clutch.
And they were talking about how young people voting.
Right.
And this Harris Faulkner, I guess, is whoever that is sitting there with them and said, well, do we want them to vote if they don't know the issues?
This is Fox News.
No, you absolutely don't. They don't want they're upset. They think that young people shouldn't vote because they don't understand the issues.
Now, fuck you. Fuck you, Fox. You kidding? Everybody's walking around with these fucking smartphones and just shitting news out at you all the fucking time.
But Fox lies.
Yeah.
They lie.
How are you going to know the issues?
Yeah, if you don't know the issues, you shouldn't vote.
Well, if you're in Bizarro World and you watch Fox, you would be well informed.
Yeah, when you're putting out the wrong facts or conveniently leaving out the facts.
Yeah,
like all the coverage of how great the latest unemployment numbers were.
Yes.
That's Fox News coverage.
Yes.
Of how good they are. And that big fat fuck blowhard OxyContin queen.
Rush.
Yeah, said.
I am the walrus.
These numbers are illegitimate. Coo-coo-coo-choo. Illegitimate.
Hey, but you know, I read somewhere on Rachel Maddow's Facebook page that she said that the Republicans should now love Barack Obama because the unemployment rate is what Mitt Romney promised he would get it to.
In 4 years. He and they're saying Barack did it in a year and a half.
Oh, shit.
Because the last election... the guy with the perfect hair and the perfect teeth who strapped his dog to the top of a car.
Oh, I hate him. Listen, that guy's an asshole.
Who's totally in touch with, you know, middle America. And
what do you think Mitt
people?
Romney prays for? That his car elevator will work? Now, if you have a car elevator and the elevator doesn't work, how the fuck do you get your car out of the garage, stupid? Just park it in the driveway like working people do, you asshole.
But Mitt promised, you know, elect me. And I'll get that unemployment number down below 6% within my first term.
Oh, yeah.
First 4 years.
Well, you know how he'd do that. He would just get rid of the minimum wage. Tons of jobs.
It works out really well.
I work at McDonald's, and they pay me in French fries and shoelaces.
Did you see that whiny, moronic fuck from Kansas?
Yes.
Brownback.
Oh, God. This guy is a vomitorium.
Brownstein.
He's gross.
Really just a horrific theocrat, Christo-fascist, goose-stepping moron.
No one likes you.
Instituted all these horrible draconian, let's cut education.
Right.
Let's lower the taxes on those poor, poor beleaguered.
Right.
Rich fucks.
Let's put people in credit card debt into Iron Maidens.
And as a result, Kansas is a fucking disaster area economically. Even the regular Republicans have bailed on Brownback and his policies. They're trying to get out of what this fuckwad has caused. This Koch brothers utopia that he created.
Cokey-dee-dopey-dee. Listen, Kansas is the capital for the barbecue chicken industry or whatever, aren't they? Don't they have the most amazing barbecue
in
Kansas?
I don't know.
Is that business? Is that
Texas,
commodity now?
Texas barbecue is pretty fucking awesome, though, man. Yeah.
We're better at burning meat than the Kansasians.
Kansas has its high points.
Wizard of Oz, that's where Wizard of Oz took place. happened in the 30s.
Where a fictional story was
written. Did they even film it there? Did they even fucking film it in Texas?
Hey, didn't they have the Scopes trials? Or was that...
Wasn't
that in Kansas?
I don't know.
The Scopes trials. The monkey trials, where evolution was first put to the test. And actually, surprisingly, won, right?
It's put to the test. You know what they do? They brought a chimpanzee, put it in the middle of the court, and they're like, change!
You're right.
Evolve!
That may not be all that inaccurate. It was I'm in the wrong part of the country, state of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Versus Scopes. It was the Scopes trial.
Same thing.
So I fucked up. It wasn't Kansas.
They got barbecue in Tennessee, boy.
So yeah, Brownback today is out there saying because he's crying that people that it's the media, the media is the reason that Kansas isn't succeeding. That it's in the shit tank because the evil media,
right?
And people. Well, you know, it takes time for these tax policies to work.
It takes
time for all these poor people to die off, you know.
It takes time too to have the money trickle down from big executives that's stored in Swiss bank accounts and never spend it in this fucking country, much less Kansas.
Yeah, that works. So and now, a couple of months ago, people were the Democrats were worried about the Senate. Like losing control of the Senate, and now it's starting to look like some of these races are flipping more towards the good side, like Alison Lundergergen Hyman Greenland.
How's she doing?
She's ahead according to the polls. And then there's I want to say South Dakota. I think it's South Dakota. I don't have it open in front of me, but South Dakota, they were given up on a Senate race there, and then all of a sudden in recent pollings, they're finding the Democrat is catching up. Now they're shipping money like crazy to South Dakota all of a sudden.
Oh, that's awesome. We have to take South Dakota.
So it's looking, I don't know, pretty good for holding the Senate. Even right now, worst case, it might end up 50-50. With Joe Biden.
Oh.
Then casting.
He's the decider.
So technically we would hold it. Right. And then if this guy wins in Missouri?
I don't know.
Kansas? One of those states where I think it might be Kansas again, where the independent is
splitting a red vote.
Well, the it is Kansas, where the Democrat quit the race. And now it's an independent versus the Republican, and the independent is up by a couple of points in polls, I think.
Wow.
That's why the Democrat bailed out, because the Democrat saw that they were taking votes away from the independent. So, but the question is, who's this dude going to caucus with? He seems to lean a little libertarian-y, but then on social issues he seems to look at the Democrats. I have a feeling, though, that if the Democrats agreed to bail,
right,
that there might have been a little bit of a deal. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. It's a little under.
Like, hey,
under
independent
the table.
Dude. Yeah. If
good
you
old boy
with
network.
Democrats, we'll bail.
Yeah.
We'll pull our Democrat opponent, and you might get in then.
Yeah.
But then you got to vote for Harry Reid for Senate leader. So
you gotta watch how you caucus.
So that's what's going on there. The
exciting
the Senate races.
That's good news, right?
Interesting as hell. And the numbers seem to be favoring the Democrats right now.
Yay.
Everybody's leaning that way.
Good for America.
And now the Republicans are talking about shutting down the government again.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Over Obamacare.
Well, no, that's what you do when a hurricane's coming. You shut your house down and you close all the windows so it's safe and you evacuate. Is that how they're going to battle Ebola? They're going to shut the door on the government so Ebola can't get in?
Yeah.
What a great time to shut down the government. No, we're the world leaders in all this bullshit. Ebola's all over the fucking place. It's in France. Or wait, it was Spain? Ebola?
Spain.
Yes.
A nurse in Spain who's not doing well.
Great. Wonderful time to shut down the fucking American government.
Right.
We got to get these shut down the government folks off our lawn. This is crazy, man. Shut down the fucking government. Are they out of their fucking minds? They can't do it again.
But They're already whispering it, and I think they're even talking about fucking Obamacare again. And Mitch McConnell, did you see this yesterday?
No,
it was a story. We're talking about Kentucky, where Mitch McConnell. He stuck his little turtle foot in his mouth.
He's so charismatic.
There was a really popular sports show on the radio.
Yeah.
That goes out from Kentucky. And I don't have it in front of me, but the dude that hosts it.
Yeah.
Is kind of an Obama fan. And he mostly talks about sports, but occasionally he talks about current events and shit. And he kind of leans Obama. He had on the show at one point Alison Lundergan Grimes, and asked her a bunch of questions, and you know she did the politician-y thing, you know,
right.
Dodging, blah blah blah, like they all do. And he invited Mitch on, and then he never heard back. So he started talking about how Mitch wouldn't come on,
right.
And everything. So then I guess yesterday during the show they get a phone call. And it's Mitch's people, and they're like, well, you know, Senator McConnell will speak with you now.
Oh, shit.
And so he picks up on the air. I mean, it wasn't planned. And McConnell was like, well, I hear you're talking about me, so I figured I'd call in and defend myself.
He's going to yuck it up.
And he really was a complete dick. The people are saying it ain't good for McConnell in this close of a race to go on this guy who is really popular, his sports show. And this guy was nice to him, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was being a jerk. He was asking him the exact same questions, that he asked Lundergan Grimes.
Right.
And McConnell was just nasty, just a dick on the phone, like wasn't having fun with it.
Do you think it's a bad idea for the McConnell campaign to whip out his personality, or should,
right.
should they keep that under wraps?
And they were talking sports
right
first, like they're a sports program, so they were talking about Kentucky and everything. And I guess Kentucky and Louisville have a rivalry or something, or
I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
These people in the South, they take their sports very fucking seriously.
But Mitch, I guess they were talking about that, laughing, and Mitch goes, well, you know, I know you're an Obama fan, but I know it's possible that you can support two different. You know, he went right there, and the guy goes, well, what does that have to do with
– Yeah.
What does my being an Obama fan have to do with Louisville versus Kentucky State or whatever?
Hilarious.
University or UK. And McConnell was just a cunt. He really just cunty the whole time. All the reviews of this call, and now that has gone viral. It would have been nowhere,
right?
If he would have just been an attempt,
and it's
to
a layup,
be jovial and fun.
It's kind of a layup interview because this guy's going to ask you standard questions,
right.
But he can get off of that and talk about sports and maybe sound like a normal human being for once in his fucking life.
And the sports host, even when he was on Lawrence O'Donnell last night. And the sports guy said, you know, I'm in Kentucky.
Right.
All my listeners, most of my listeners are probably people that voted for McConnell anyway to begin with.
And now they think he's a dick.
And, you know, it's really, even like you said, it's a layup. This is his audience probably.
Yeah.
And now everybody's just talking about what a raging gash he was.
Hey, man, love your show. It's the best show ever. And by the way, I totally agree with what you said about that game earlier. Blah, 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 blah.
And take a couple
so
and laugh.
Nice.
We're asking
someone with the personality of a paperweight to be effusive and funny. And
Kentucky Sports Radio, one of the state's most popular radio shows, it was. In his efforts to paint himself as a fan of University of Kentucky basketball, listeners called in saying he was combative, saying he was needlessly angry.
Oh, shit.
Here's the quote. I'm a big fan of UK. I'm not a big fan of Obama. I know you are.
Good God. He's got, you know what? He's a personality. He's like a monotone Al Gore. Remember how when Al Gore ran for president, he like had zero charisma and zero personality. McConnell's like that, just like if he's zeroed out on Oxycontin. Right. That voice of his, it's horrible.
He got pissed, I guess. I heard parts of the interview. He got pissed where at one point the host name is Matt Jones. So
right.
Jones asked him about. Would you know? Do you think now even that we should repeal Obamacare, all of it? And McConnell goes, "Well, I want to pull Obamacare out root and branch."
Wow.
But and then Jones said, "Well, you know that means that then 500,000 Kentuckians who currently have the care would start to lose."
Can I finish my answer?
Oh my God!
He kicks in. Can I finish my answer?
No, it's my show, dumbass.
And then he came up with that bullshit about it actually cut Medicare. You don't realize it actually cut Medicare, but it made up for this is where it's bullshit. Because they don't need the.
And how unskilled is he? Now all of a sudden he's arguing about Obamacare with a sportscaster. And he could just be talking about fucking football
and then
and
he
joking
asked,
around.
Yeah, then he asked
stupid.
Him this question. Do you believe in global warming?
Oh, fuck me.
Do you believe in global warming? And guess what Mitch whipped out?
Well, for him, there is no warming.
This is an embarrassment to the GOP, by the way, that any of these fucking morons are whipping out this argument.
Did he say it was hot outside?
No, I'm not a scientist. They're starting to back off of it ain't getting hot out or the climate ain't changing.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that shit is actually starting to hit the fan, they're starting to back off of that a little bit. But now they're doing the, well, I ain't a scientist. I don't know. I ain't a scientist.
Oh, God. That part of the country. Ugh.
Jesus
Christ. You know, this Kentucky, it's wild that I guess we should let Kentucky continue to represent themselves in the government.
Well, of course.
I mean, you put Mitch McConnell in office for fucking ever. I'm just saying. Your track record in voting for – how do you vote for him over and over again? How is that guy
– how great.
How is he a career politician, though?
How great.
I mean Dick Cheney is effusive compared to Mitch McConnell. Dick Cheney's like, you know
– a few of these guys. There's the – I saw a little bit of the debate that they had last night in Kansas.
Yes.
With that independent dude that's running against the current Republican. And I hear the independent guy is a younger guy. He's got energy. Some of the shit he's saying is a little scary, but for the most part, he's a charismatic, energetic type person. And then there's this fossil standing next to him, the Republican, who talks like this. And he's like, "Well, there he goes. I can't believe that he's doing this again." That's his outrage.
Right.
That's the most he can do, because otherwise he may. You know, have some sort of a cardiac event.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. Like you said, how does Mitch McConnell
I don't know.
Win? How do people go to rallies for Mitch McConnell?
But
rallies!
If you're
people
in Kentucky.
Rally. That's like rallying around an oak stump.
Maybe.
Let's rally.
You know, maybe it's the fact that he's in Kentucky, and what the Republican Party does is probably say, yeah, you can vote for me. I'm the Republican candidate. Or Satan over here, the Democrat that wants
exactly
to take away your fucking guns, rape your children, and make them fucking, I don't know, make him have affordable, nice, healthy lunches,
right.
What Miss Obama wants to do.
You could run John Wayne Gacy. As long as he had an R,
right.
After that, as long as he was a Republican, he'd kick. He would kick Gandhi's ass.
What happens
in an election in Kentucky?
What happens at these rallies anyway? Do they get free food and stuff? Because maybe that's the angle. Maybe listen.
McConnell has better wieners.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude! Like when you go to a party And there's good food there and nice booze.
Nobody hosts a cornhole game.
Right.
Better
How,
than Mitch.
What do you say first when you get home? You're like, oh, my God, the food was amazing. I love that guy. I love that girl, whoever threw it. Right. Oh, my God, the booze was great. Oh, my God, the food at that rally was amazing. Wait, Mitch McConnell wants to cut taxes and tax the shit out of you, and he's taking away your jobs. I know, but the lemonade.
Right.
A big chicken wing. Delicious.
Unbelievable. And the anti-science stuff, I read a
– I'm not a scientist.
I read
not
a comment
shit.
This morning in the comment sections of one article where they were arguing about science.
Yes.
And – it was from a person in another country who was like, we here are watching America sink further into anti-science, gay hatred, and the police beating up on everybody. I mean, that's our international.
That's how people see us.
That's what we're portraying to people out in the world right now.
I mean, imagine people sitting around the television at some smoke hash bar in Amsterdam, and they're watching clips from Ferguson, Missouri.
Right.
And they're like, holy fucking hell. I'm going to go get one of these prostitutes in the window over here, and then I'm going to smoke some weed. And wait, then I have free health care, and then my college is paid for.
Exactly.
We don't riot here. And by the way, all the white people that live in the Netherlands, we don't care about people that aren't our color. I mean, I guess they don't. I don't know. Well, is there racism in Europe?
They're too busy handing out free universities to people. Germany, by the way.
Yeah.
You can right now. Either of us could go to Germany and apply at a German university.
Yeah.
And get a free degree.
Oh, awesome.
I mean, you got to
You got to speak German.
You got to figure out how to. Well, no, in Germany, a lot of them are English.
Figure out how to get there. You take a fucking boat.
Right. I don't know. Maybe it's a good investment in not having a world full of dumb fucks.
I can't imagine that. Yeah. Who would we talk about on this show if we didn't have that?
We wouldn't have any topics. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen. We got to take our first break here. Crab Nation,
yay.
Thursday live shooting at you. Give us a call if you like. We got callers. We're going to get to in the next segment. We'll talk to you during the break. 855-862-7234, 855-VOC-RADIO, if you feel like spelling that shit out. That's a toll-free number brought to us courtesy of NetCarrier. Take your business to the uncloud. Save
shit time
of money. Go to netcarrier.com for the deets.
Cha-ching.
There. We'll be back. On to other side. I've got, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really have a theme. We can talk about, we're talking about Kentucky.
Hey, so boy.
Let's talk about the Creation Museum a little bit.
Oh, I love it.
What's
you put something up on Facebook about that.
Exactly.
Did you not?
Let's talk about that story. We got some stuff about the Ebola.
Yay.
Which I actually did laugh at Drudge yesterday when
did you really?
He turned the O in Ebola into the Obama O. That's funny. I got to give him props on that one. What else have we got?
By the way, I just want to say at Crab Diving on Twitter. I want to shout out to Cold Sluts on Fire. They favorited a tweet of ours today.
Cold Sluts on Fire!
I'm
so proud.
Yeah.
I can die a happy man now.
Don't
we've,
die.
We've accomplished something.
If you're going to die, do it on the air.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go away. More after the hump.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vial and Ryan Pfeiffer.
This is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room. TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9-8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. It's of Bucks County, 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not.
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, I'm the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys
to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crowds on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer.
We're back live, ladies and germs. Coming at you from Los Angeles, California, scenic and steamy Koreatown. Not so steamy today, though.
I know. There's a nice cold front coming in.
It's actually normal temperature here.
What's the barometer?
So, obviously, the temperature went down a couple of degrees, so obviously there's no warm. I'm not a scientist.
Thank God.
Or anything.
Oh.
So, obviously, I can't give an opinion.
But you're an ex-tennis pro.
That's right.
How do you feel about tennis?
I can opine on tennis.
Are we only allowed to opine on things that we are professionals or experts at?
According to John Cleese, he says you are only if you're skilled in something, then you are. That's when you become self-aware enough.
We don't still have that, do we? Saved on our fucking dashboard because that is amazing. Was that really long?
It was about a minute, but that's not horrible. Let me see.
It's a great clip. I love John Cleese.
I might have.
We play so many idiots on here. It's nice to have some, cool guy.
It's not this one.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you're not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now. There's ScroGuard, the powerful new product that you can wear with any condom.
There you go.
Skrogard.
That wasn't John Cleese, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, he's an actor. He's a he's a character actor. He can do whatever he wants, man.
He made shit tons of money, like he can save in the net cloud, in the end cloud. He made shit tons of money from after Python. He had a company that did industrial videos.
Oh, that's right.
And made them funny, like got away from the old, in the office,
in order to use the stapler, you open up the drawer. And
he got away
right.
from that and did like funny sketches and shit. Oh, here's John Cleese. I just uploaded it.
Oh, great.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are. You see, if you're very, very stupid, how can you possibly realize that you're very, very stupid? You'd have to be relatively intelligent to realize how stupid you are. There's a wonderful bit of research by a guy called David Dunning at Cornell, who's a friend of mine, I'm proud to say, who's pointed out that in order to know how good you are at something requires exactly the same skills as it does to be good at that thing in the first place, which means, and this is terribly funny, that if you're absolutely no good at something at all, then you lack exactly the skills that you need to know that you're absolutely no good at it. And this explains not just Hollywood, but almost the entirety of Fox News.
If you're not good at something,
you
lack the skills to know that you're not good at it.
Does John Cleese have kids?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, God damn it. Imagine
he's had the multiple wife deal.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
He's spreading it around out there. The old Monty Python.
Connie Booth was one.
Who's that?
That was his co-star on Fawlty Towers.
Oh, really? Okay.
Not his wife, not Sybil.
Right.
But the maid.
Yeah.
I forget what her name was. The blonde on Fawlty Towers.
British TV is just great. I love... You know what I got to watch again? Keeping Up Appearances. Richard!
This is fun.
Richard!
Some fun old stuff going on there.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter. No. There's fans of Keeping Up Appearances.
Explain to them.
Keeping Up Appearances
Cassidy
was a sitcom about a husband and wife living in England, day-to-day life, minutia.
But
potpourri.
But the hook was...
Yes?
That she... Hyacinth.
Yeah.
And their last name was spelled B-U-C-K-E-T. And, of course, the running joke was, oh, Mrs. Bucket.
Right.
And she would correct them and say, it's Bouquet.
Bouquet.
Was that... They were some middle-class people
right.
just living somewhere in England, but she had these delusions of grandeur.
When they won the yacht.
And acted like a queen.
Right.
But funny as hell, that actress, too, was great. I mean, she was like a...
She's like a regular Mila Kunis.
But she was like a respected, dramatic actress who then went and did comedy.
Yeah.
And was... fucking hilarious.
She's like their version of Elijah Dushku.
Okay. I guess that's
comedy genius.
They might Keeping Up Appearances. It's usually on
Richard.
Your PBS.
Yeah.
Right? That's where I first
saw
it.
For sure. I saw it on PBS. Public Broadcasting. The Public Broadcasting Station. They're not science deniers, right?
It aired from 1990 to 1995. They're not science deniers, although they did do a little coke filleting that one time.
How so?
There was supposed to be a Frontline. Is that the show, maybe?
PBS Frontline.
It might be. But there was a documentary that was going to air that was... less than friendly.
In a world.
To the Brothers Koch.
Oh, yes.
And the Brothers Koch, one of them, his tentacles are wrapped around PBS a little
right.
bit.
Oh, yeah, it feels
he
good.
He donates.
Not too tight.
And allegedly, there was pressure to make
I'm sure.
that documentary not get aired. And I think they didn't air it. I mean,
well, I don't think, if I were the Koch brothers, I would be like, listen, hey, PBS, my drones are circling your compound.
Well, that's, they're lawyers. Remember it happened to Maddow? That was that great thing. They Rachel Maddow did a whole segment on them where she said, anytime I mention the Koch brothers, I get a letter the next day from their lawyers.
How scary.
Like, any mention of the Koch brothers. Well, she did a story about how the Kochs are involved in, I don't even remember what it was. It was some local issue somewhere or whatever. And she said, here's the proof. This organization donated money to this campaign. Now, this organization is run by this organization, which is co-chaired by this organization, which is from the American Family Program of whatever.
She did some fucking research.
Families United, which is chaired by Coke Cunt or Coke Cunt B.
Yes.
And therefore, proof that the Kochs are in some way funneling money down to this.
Their fingers are in the pie.
Yeah, she received a script the next day that she was to read on the air from the Koch brothers.
Oh,
their
my
lawyers.
God.
And
a retraction?
And she said, she said famously, I don't do requests. And she said, I will be the first to retract any errors we make them.
Oopsie.
I'll be the first to, if they're pointed out to us, we will absolutely retract them. I stand by my reporting.
Right.
She said, being called out or having something pointing out that you did is not the same as not having done it.
Right. That's so right. You know, that's funny. You ever listen to NPR on Sunday mornings? It's a great thing where they do their retractions and the apologies of the week, where they go back and listeners write in and tell them when they're wrong about something. And when they are, they just go down a list of things they fucked up on. They're like, on early edition on Tuesday, we said that Barack Obama was wearing a red polo.
It's probably a fun segment.
I love that segment because the segment's always best for NPR around the Super Bowl or the World Series, because then, like, sports is sort of creeping its way into the mainstream media, kind of.
Lamestream.
Right. Anyway, NPR will do a couple of stories about the World Series and the fucking Super Bowl. Let's get all kinds of shit wrong. They're a bunch of nerds. They don't know from football.
In the Packer-Bears game, there were 7 home runs.
Yes.
Keeping Up Appearances appeared on BBC television from 1990 to 1995.
Shit tons of episodes.
Patricia Rutledge.
That's right. Rutledge
was the actress. I'm just checking to see if Patricia is still striding the earth.
Maybe we should get an interview.
Still with
her.
Us, age 85. Lives in Chichester.
West
Sussex, although it's probably just Chester. It's Chichester. It's probably one of those weird ones like Worcestershire, where you pronounce it Worcester.
Good God in heaven. Do you think we could get her to record, Richard, I've caught the crabs?
we'll see if we can work on that.
Oh, God. Kate, send her an email. Hyacinth. She was in Keeping Up Appearances.
She was in To Sir With Love with Sidney Poitier in 1967.
Serious actress.
Co-starred in Don't Raise the Bridge, Lower the River with Jerry Lewis in 1968.
Oh, my fucking God. Hyacinth, I'm sorry for you. That's probably horrible. Right. Just say it. Yeah, Jerry Lewis seems like he's an asshole, though, right? There's some reason he's an asshole. I forget what it is.
She is a longstanding member of the Royal Shakespeare Company.
RSC, Richard.
She's been in a lot of stuff in the West End, Little Mary Sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
Noises Off, The Importance of Being Earnest.
Oh, hello.
Which is one that seems to be done every other year in college.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever do Earnest?
No, I never did that. No. I was marginal. People thought I did not do a good British dialect. And to that, fuck off, you know, dialect teacher way back then.
Here's our theater moment.
Yes.
She made her Broadway debut in the outrageous comedy How's the World Treating You in 1966.
What the fuck is that play?
Don't know.
How's the world treating you? That might be great.
Before returning in the short-lived 1968 musical Darling of the Day, for which she won the Tony Award.
Cha-ching!
For Best Actress in a Musical.
Damn!
Sharing it with Leslie Uggams.
Oh, Leslie. She's hilarious.
For Hallelujah Baby.
I don't know
there
that.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Leslie Uggams.
But keeping up appearances is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Fab
is good, too.
She got two BAFTA nominations
for
that.
BAFTA.
It's like their Emmys.
BAFTA.
British Academy Television Award.
Oh, my God. That even sounds – everything over there sounds better.
The British Academy of Film and Television Arts.
Go fuck yourself, sir. They must think we're shitty.
Well,
you know what I mean?
That's what I think that guy was British that left that comment I talked about before the hump.
Right.
About where he said, you know, over here it just seems to us like America is spiraling into the Bible.
Yes.
And hating gays.
Right.
And beating up black people.
We're stupid. We're stupid as shit.
That's the wonderful image that we're projecting right now.
We don't know from British television because we're too busy running around outside beating people up for stealing cigarettes and killing them. I don't know.
There are 44 episodes.
Right. If only Darren Wilson would have found some joy in something like Keeping Up Appearances, maybe that would have turned his horrible heart. You know what I mean? That would have made his heart grow 200%, like in The Grinch.
Right.
Maybe if you would watch Hyacinth and say, Richard, how can you be a big asshole after you hear that? That's hilarious.
Meanwhile, a 16-year-old, not far from Ferguson.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Don't go there. I mean, to Ferguson. It's not a good place to go. No. I don't mean you don't go there.
Right.
Right. It's not a good area.
A 16-year-old shot and killed. Some people are saying that he wasn't armed, but I think most of the stories are saying he did. This kid did have a gun and took a shot.
No shit.
At the cop.
That's against the law too, by the way.
But people are so the nerves are rubbed raw there. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, to be fair, that's what needs to happen. They do need people looking into every fucking police shooting in Ferguson because, I don't know, bad shit's going on.
We have more Seventh Heaven.
No.
Breaking news. Sarah Goldberg, actress, well known for her role in the TV series Seventh Heaven. She played...
Sarah Goldberg. Was she the youngest daughter?
She
was the youngest daughter.
Sarah Camden.
Because the oldest was Jessica Biel, the middle was Beverly Mitchell, and I believe the youngest was...
No, I don't think so. This one is 40 years old.
Oh, really?
Did she play
the blonde one with the lazy eye?
The wife of Barry Watson's character.
Oh, yes, the son. Oh, okay. When the son got married, I believe. The fucking son with the hair.
I know none of what you're speaking, but okay. She died. 40 years old. Passed away in her sleep from natural causes.
Natural causes.
How does a 40-year-old pass away in your sleep? From natural? That ain't natural.
Yeah.
A 40-year-old passing away in her sleep. But that's all they said. At her family's cabin in Wisconsin. That's a bummer.
That's horrible.
That's very creepy.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go to sleep. Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that horrific prayer, that now I lay me down to sleep one?
It's creepy.
It's meant to terrify children.
Oh, yeah.
Because what's the next thing you say? I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, thank you. That's putting me in a very restful mood, Mom. Yeah.
It's creepy. It's not great.
Thank you, Jesus. I really am looking forward to... passing on in my sleep.
I can't wait. By the way, Barry Watson was the second male lead in Seventh Heaven. He was the son of the diddler.
Has he been accused of any
No.
Molestation?
Please, Barry Watson's above board.
Is he?
Although he does kind of have a dipshitty looking headshot on fucking IMDb, though.
So that's a big buzzkill. That's kind of sad.
Yeah, that sucks.
Anyway.
Anyway, moving on.
Life sucks.
Right.
What do you want? We could check out. With
Richard!
Speaking of life sucking, I'm sure it's not fluffy bunnies and hand jobs on the headlines. Let's check out and see what the headlines are in HuffPo and Drudge. The headline. Over on the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Effete.
There's a picture of a missile trail, apparently.
Oh, shit.
And it says 46 U.S. cruise missiles. One or two key Corazon killed. A dozen civilians dead. Syria airstrikes failed to cripple the Corazon threat, it says. The barrage of U.S. cruise missiles last month aimed at a Syrian terrorist cell killed just one or two key militants, according to American intelligence. They think they're still plotting attacks against the U.S. and European targets. Oh, great.
Wonderful. What are they, Khorasan? Khorasan?
Yeah, that's a group. The first time that we actually started bombing inside Syria, that
yes.
was the alleged reason, was that we were going after these dudes. We weren't going after ISIS. We were going after this splinter group from Al-Qaeda called
Khorasan.
The Khorasan groups,
Khorasan.
Which really sounds like somebody you'd go, like if you win the lottery and you want financial advice.
Khorasan?
I'm going to go to the Khorasan group.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, Khorasan is very similar to the race of people in Star Wars, Coruscant.
Coruscant is the planet.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The home
Coruscant.
Planet, is the home planet of...
oh, I'm sorry.
the...
Do you memorize,
how dare you?
You memorize the encyclopedias, I forgot.
I didn't memorize. I just read it.
memorize a phone book, your dad be like, hey, Pat, give me the number of the plumber on a fucking 52nd and you know.
So they said they set them back, but no one thinks it was a permanent solution or a death blow.
Blow.
I said blow.
Can you imagine a death blow?
It's not a bad way to go. So that's what's going on there. That's the headline on the Huffington Post.
Yay.
Apparently, we're still...
Coruscant, not crippled.
We're still fucked.
We're fucked.
On the Drudge Report, let's see. Is it going to be Ebola, ISIS?
Jihad.
The gay.
Don't be jihad.
Oh, HHS says there may be more.
More what?
The Home and Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell says, despite the best efforts of health officials, Americans have to prepare for the reality that there may be more cases of Ebola in the United States. Well, no duh.
Sylvia Burwell. Sylvia Burwell.
Yeah.
She's in importance of being earnest. I mean, honestly, that name sounds very British.
Sylvia Burwell.
Hello, Miss Burwell. Come in, make yourself at home.
We had one case. I think there may be other cases. I think we have to recognize that as a nation, she said.
Have a snifter of brandy, Ms. Burwell.
Have a snifter of brandy. Speaking of maybe having a little bit too many snifters of brandy.
Is
and
Robert Ford?
Since we're talking about the Ebola.
No.
Do you know...
I'm going to start washing my hands more, by the way. That's the way you keep from getting Ebola. You always have to be constantly washing your hands. Constantly.
And are you touching a lot of Liberians?
No, but you go on the fucking train. You don't know where the Ebola comes from. I read somewhere that washing your hands cuts down on your chances of getting diseases. You laugh at me. I'm not bringing Ebola into this studio.
Okay, I appreciate that greatly.
Kate, we need...
Nor am I.
Kate, we need Ebola protocols.
Nor am I.
Ebola protocols. Put them on the big board.
Phyllis Schlafly,
oh,
remember
God.
That?
Yes, yes.
Sea hag.
No one likes you, Phyllis.
Has been around since the dawn of time.
Lady Schlafly.
Being a...
Shaft.
Tightly puckered asshole.
No one likes you.
Wasn't she... I mean, like, she was one of the big anti-ERA assholes back in the 70s.
Do not point your puckered asshole in my direction, Phyllis.
She is the founder of the Eagle Forum, of course.
Eagle Forum.
Eagle America.
God, that's fucking hilarious. Eagle Forum. That sounds like a ridiculous fucking movie from the 80s. Eagle Forum 5, starring Dirk Benedict and name somebody else from that, you know.
From that era?
Yeah, yeah.
Dirk Lindsay Benedict. Wagner.
And oh, my God. What did you say?
Lindsay Wagner.
Who's that?
The $6 million woman.
Oh, my God. Good one.
Wasn't she the queen of
yes.
of TV movies for a while?
Yeah, yeah. Who was the star of Scarecrow and Mrs. King? Who was Scarecrow? He was a big 80s guy.
Bruce Boxleitner.
Damn! Bam!
Bam!
Bruce Boxleitner! What else was he in?
I can't tell you. Listen to Crab Nation
Kate?
For your ancient television.
Right, right, right. I need a dossier on Bruce Boxleitner. That is a great name. Hello, Mr. Boxleitner.
Eagle Forum's mission is to enable conservative and pro-family men and women to participate in the process of self-government and public policy.
Yes. Self-government of what, yourself?
Founded by Phyllis Schlafly.
Yes.
In 1972.
Oh, wow. Progressives. 72? That was during the time of zip boots and vinyl furniture and shag carpeting.
They have the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund.
Eagle Forum.
And now they have Eagle Forum PAC. They got their own PAC.
Eagle Forum. Circle up! It sounds like a bunch of superheroes that they have to jump together like Voltron to form a gigantic fucking bullshit robot to fight evil.
Guess what they're against? Legalization of abortion.
Gay marriage.
They are against any international oversight from the United Nations.
Yeah. You remember when the UN said that something about handicap, like we wanted to say...
It was our handicap treaty. But it was an international treaty that was like, we're going to adhere to these handicap things, which we already have.
We wrote it.
Yeah.
We wrote it.
We're past the stuff that we were agreed to do. And the Republicans
yes.
spun it as we're bending over and presenting our pristine red, white, and blue starfish to the rest of the brown world.
Show me the money. Listen, that's like me saying, hey. We're going to go eat at Shoney's Big Boy. And then on the way to Shoney's Big Boy, we're waiting, and I say, I don't want to go to Shoney's Big Boy! Doesn't make any fucking sense. It's, no. That is a perfect comparison.
Sort of.
Okay.
It's analogous.
It's analogous.
I don't know.
It's stupid. What do you want to make people drive their wheelchairs down a fucking flight of spiral staircases? Steps.
The Eagle Forum.
No, I hate
also supports English-only education in schools.
Hello. What kind of English?
They are supportive of women's roles as quote, full-time homemaker.
I'm against that. I want to be the full-time homemaker.
Opposed to same-sex marriage. As long as there's no kids.
Yeah.
I'll be the full-time homemaker.
Oh, yes. That's the best full-time homemaker.
Kids.
Oh, I watched a shitload of TV today and then
nobody
vacuumed.
Can pull that one off anymore, right?
Oh, yeah.
If
no male or female can pull off working, me taking care of the house is a full-time job.
Listen,
if there aren't crap spawn running around.
No. What you have to do,
unless you're...
Anyone could do that.
Unless you own Hearst Castle.
No, you could do that without that. You just have to spend a lot of time working on your personality.
Right.
A lot of time.
Mitch McConnell must be.
Oh, he's...
Or good real
hard. No, yeah.
Eagle Forum in around 2006. What? I don't know what they're talking about. They support saying that Christopher Columbus is a hero. They're active in the anti-vaccination movement.
Oh, my fucking God. I thought that was just Rob Schneider and What's-Her-Fuck from Baywatch.
They are vehemently opposed to sex education in public schools.
Oh, great. This is a real hands-off kind of operation here. Don't give me any shots. Don't tell me about fucking.
Oh, how scary is this? Two youth-oriented programs.
Uh-oh.
Are also operated. The Teen Eagles.
Oh, the Teen
Eagles. You could be a Teen Eagle from 13 to 19. And then an Eagle Forum Collegian.
What is that?
They have offices. Clayton, Missouri.
Ooh, wow.
Alton, Illinois.
Oh, Dude, wrap your mind around
in Washington, D.C.
The idea of living in Alton. Oh, do you want to live in Alton, Illinois? If you work for Eagle, what are they called? Eagle Forum 5? Eagle Forum.
The Eagle Forum.
I want to work in the D.C. office. Or would you rather work in the Clayworth?
Clayton, Missouri.
Clayton, Missouri.
Take me to Clayton.
Oh, my God. They got an escalator. They got an escalator in the fucking mall.
Right.
Ride the escalator if you're bored, dummy. Clayton, Missouri. Oh, shit.
Open season on black ones.
Right.
Eagle Forum also operates the Eagle Forum University, a continuing education program offering conservative-oriented online courses on various topics.
Oh, sit at home, stare at your computer, turn yourself stupid.
Well, so this harpy, this
harpy
sea hag, Phyllis Schlafly.
Yes, suck. Nobody likes you.
Is opining. She writes a weekly column.
Charlatan!
For the Eagle Forum. By the way, if you want to.
Oh, really? Subscribe, everyone.
Google it if you're into it.
Hey, Google this, motherfucker.
Phyllis was did an interview with.
Oh.
Let's all say it together. WorldNet Daily.
Oh, color me there. Chemtrails.
Apparently between chemtrail, blood moon.
Birther.
And Obama's birth certificate.
Jihad. Article.
They found time to find a little electronic space for
Benghazi.
Phyllis. And Phyllis was talking about how, you know, one of these arguments on the right, they love tying this together.
Gay.
Is this that these Central American young people that are streaming across the border.
Mexicans.
Are going, are the ones that brought this. this weird enterovirus or whatever that's
queer.
Hitting kids. Remember we talked about
enterovirus.
That? Enterovirus. Breathing, this respiratory illness. It's not killing people, but it's kids are getting sick from this virus.
Walk it off, pussy.
But the lunatics on the right have this theory that it's these disease-ridden MS-13 members that have been streaming across the border.
They wanted to shoot them back over into Mexico with a T-shirt cannon.
She said... of all things Obama has done.
Oh, that motherfucker gave me health care. Fuck him.
I think the letting of these diseased people into this country to infect our own people is just the most outrageous of all.
Previously on The Walking Dead.
She then said, Obama wants America to be just like everybody else. And if Africa is suffering from Ebola, we ought to join the group.
What?
And be suffering from it too. That's his attitude.
Listen, Dingy, relax.
So this fucking idiot is saying to an even larger significant herd of really profound helmet-wearing morons.
Where are they based?
All over the country. Listening to World or reading WorldNet Daily.
Oh my God, we need to barricade the studio in.
That Obama is intentionally
right
allowing Ebola and all these other diseases into the country.
No,
because he wants us to be like everybody else.
Kate, check the perimeter for Ebola right now.
And If West Africa, if the cool kids are bleeding out of their assholes, why shouldn't we?
I only go to East Africa.
Is she out of her mind? I mean, who could believe this? How did even this idiot that she talked to on WorldNet Daily, I don't know who was interviewing her, how did this person not look at her and go, wait, what?
Pop the brakes.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous. It's beyond moronic.
It's kind of hilarious. So stupid.
Phyllis Schlafly.
Schlafly. Genius. Hey, was she on the list of genius celebrities we did on yesterday's Crab Nation from 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific?
Not, but those were surprising.
Who was on there? I fucking forgot that. I don't want to do the segment over. But
Kid
damn.
From Modern Family.
Oh, gross.
Cindy Crawford. Some porn star. Asia Carrera.
Oh, yes. Oh, sure.
and Quentin Tarantino.
Okay.
There's four I remember.
Right.
Yeah, go to crabdiving.com, listen to yesterday.
Oh, I remember. Did you come out with an opinion? Is Quentin Tarantino's dialogue masturbatory at Vile Experience?
Is it masturbatory?
Right.
What do you mean?
Is it self-indulgent?
No, I don't think I would describe it as self-indulgent.
Is it genius? Because I think it's genius.
I like
it.
Yeah,
I love it all.
It's stylized. I think that's what might freak people out. That's like why some people don't like Mamet.
Yeah. Why? Why would you not like David Mamet?
Because it's not necessarily how people really talk.
I was about to say that's how people fucking talk.
That's not how
Come
people
on.
Fucking talk.
That is how people fucking talk.
It's not.
It is.
Fucking Ruthie. Fucking Ruthie. Fucking Ruthie.
Okay, come on. If you know, if you just gotta listen to what's said around here off the air, I mean, I don't know.
Well, right.
I've had a few Mamet moments.
It's. anyway, but it's a different. It's a heightened kind of verb.
It's a fucking heightened kind of verb.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, yeah, I don't know how
theater moment
how that works exactly with that. So you can check out the Eagle Forum.
Eagle Forum.
If you want
5.
More of Phyllis Schlafly's
starring
moronitude.
Box, what's his name? Boxenleitner?
Bruce Boxleitner.
Bruce Boxleitner. He was the guy from Scarecrow, Mrs. King.
Yes.
Female lead, name the actress.
That.
Scarecrow, Mrs. King, female lead.
No way.
Come on, she was famous.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't remember her name.
I can't tell you. I'd have to look it up.
Barbara Billingsley.
Bruce Boxleitner is age 64. From Elgin, Illinois.
Oh, shit. Dude, good for him. He found his way from Elgin, Illinois into a one-hour drama in fucking Hollywood.
He was in Tron.
Oh, shit.
He reprised his role in the 2010 sequel Tron Legacy.
Oh my God! That means they didn't care about the movie.
Fucking star, man.
No, listen. They Tron 1, Bruce Boxleitner was in that movie, and then they're like, "We're doing Tron 2 again. We're taking it totally seriously. Get Bruce Boxleitner on the phone.
Call Bruce Boxleitner. Get me Bruce Boxleitner. God damn it."
Scarecrow and Mrs. King. That was like one of the biggest shows.
Was it?
Oh yeah, dude. I remember. I love that show. That was a show where it was a spy agency or whatever, and they had the secret underground like HQ. He was like James Bond, but for white Midwestern guys.
I see. The Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Great show.
Was him. I'm looking at this filmography. I got to look it up now. I got to make sure that I got my. That I got it right, that it's really him, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know.
Scarecrow and Mrs. King. Just talk amongst yourselves.
Great show. It's a lovely show. It's available on Netflix. I would advise every crabby listener to tune in.
Yes. Bruce Boxleitner. Kate fucking Jackson, man.
Kate Jackson.
Kate Jackson, one of Charlie's Angels.
Oh.
The smart angel.
Yes. The smart one.
Well, that was. Did they kind of portray her as the smart angel?
Yeah, they did.
We've got a caller on the line. Caller, Crab Nation. Who do we have?
You have Jacob Bunny on the line.
Jacob.
Shit.
Bunny, the inimitable.
Right.
Jacob Bunny, Los Angeles comedian, very
That's
funny.
That's right.
And
he interviews cat psychics.
He's the
right.
He's the host of the Cat Show podcast. Which we listened to an episode a day or two ago. It was hilarious where you were interviewing. We went, Jake, you got to tell us about this cat convention you went to.
Right. It's ridiculous.
It was a lot of fun. I found out about it through Carl. I don't know if the guy who I do my podcast, or one of the guys I do my podcast with. And, it was a lot of fun. We went there, and there was all these people. I went with the date, and right when we were walking in, she said to me, she goes, "You know that cat hair is basically like glitter for lonely people." So, so we walk in,
second.
And you see all these.
Wait, what was the name of this event?
It was called the L.A. Feline Film Festival.
He took a date. He took a fucking date.
Is this an early date? And like, how long have you known this person?
He's a coxman.
No, this is someone that I've been seeing for like a month or so.
Okay.
So yeah,
so
not
it wasn't
like the first date.
Okay. Continue.
Yeah. We went in and it was like almost like a market where they were they were selling stuff. And, you know, I think if you heard, there was a Pushy Pooch there, and they do, they sell, like, high-end cat products. So, just a weird group of people, for sure. And we're walking around, and then we happened to see the cat psychic, which was probably my favorite interview of all of them. There's just a lot of weird people trying to sell T-shirts that had cat stuff on them. One of the interviews I couldn't use was this lady who did punk inspired T-shirts, but they all had cats on them. So there was like the Sex Pistols "God Save the Queen," but it had a cat face on it.
Did they have a Jake? Did they have a dead kitten's T-shirt? Kennedy.
Yes, they did, and they had one who was flogging called Flogging Polly, but it was just a cat beating the shit out of a bird in a cage, so that was kind of interesting. it was a lot of fun for sure. And but the thing I called in about, I wanted to give you guys my theory about the enterovirus.
Oh, okay. Fire away. Should we put on some tin hats?
You can, but really, maybe dental dam is probably more appropriate.
Excellent. Oh shit.
Are you suggesting that it's spread by cunnilingus?
Actually, no, analingus. Apparently, ass eating is having a renaissance, and we're in the golden age of salad tossing, and I think that's really what has led to the spread of the
Hear ye, hear ye, we have now entered the golden age of salad tossing!
Of salad tossing.
Welcome. Welcome to the age of ass licking.
Right. You know, there was the Iron Age, the Bronze Age,
right.
The Information Age.
Sure.
And now it's the Starfish Age.
But
yes. Or for the counter culture, the Balloon Knot Age.
Counter culture.
But that's kind of where I was thinking, that's where it all happened. I don't know about the Mexicans or whoever they want to blame it on, unless of course any of us or the people who have gotten infected have been tossing Latin ass recently, which I would say good for you more than anything.
It's a little spicier flavor.
Yes, it is. You get that menudo spice on there.
Right.
Pretty nice.
Kind of an essence of guacamole with a little habanero.
Yeah. And it finishes right. With a nice dulce de leche flavor.
Hey, you know, Perez Hilton on PerezHilton.com.
And corn.
This month, or in September, they put out a list of celebrities that like to eat ass.
What?
Yeah. But it's only, who is that? That's only a picture. It's not the actual person. It's going to piss me. Okay, Tracy Morgan.
Oh, he's talked about that.
Okay.
Who's that? But that's a picture of someone. I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
Oh, is this Trick Daddy? Who's Trick Daddy?
He's a
a rapper.
He's a Miami rapper.
Oh, okay, Miami rap. Well, that explains that. He likes to eat ass. Nicki Minaj.
Really?
Yeah, she likes to eat ass.
Or woman ass?
Well, I kind of figured that she was probably licking Drake's butt at some point.
She said, if you eat ass, I got a thick plate. That's what Nicki Minaj says. Pitbull. My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. Boy, sway name, sway. Pitbull.
Yeah.
50 Cent likes to eat ass. He says,
good for
I
him.
Was. Oh, my God.
Cover it in vitamin water.
I was getting a blowjob. Then she just went further than she had to. That's his quote. Chris Pine and Olivia Munn. What? Chris Pine and Olivia Munn.
Wait, that they like to eat ass or like to have their ass eaten?
Well, now, I think.
Yeah, 50 Cent sounds like he was the recipient.
Okay, you're right. He likes to receive it. But Olivia Munn and Chris Pine.
One of the two of them.
Right, lick my tight asshole. They
has balloon knot prints on their tongue.
They actually texted to one another, lick my tight asshole.
Not only.
Wow.
Another benefit of the celebrity
right.
leaks, no pun intended.
Somebody named Kevin Gates, he's a rapper, I don't know who the fuck that is. He's, oh my God. He says, the quote is, listen, he said, the quote is, real N-words eat booty.
Oh, there we go.
And then, ... I don't get tired, !
Oh, so he does the actual eating.
Chris Brown made headlines, eat a booty every day.
There we go.
Lance Armstrong.
Lance Bass.
Oh, nice.
Lance Armstrong.
That's probably how he stayed cancer-free since he lost the one testicle.
Right.
Oh, God.
Nice.
Shit. I don't know. But, yeah. Wow, Lance Armstrong says, comedian April Macy also confessed to Howard Stern that she walked in on her friend's tongue all up in Lance Armstrong's back door.
Wait, April?
April Macy.
April Macy.
She won funniest comedian on Howard Stern.
Right. Hottest
comedian.
Right.
Yeah. She said she on Lance Armstrong's ass getting eaten.
That's pretty exciting.
Is she rooming with Sheryl Crow?
Right, she is. Yes, absolutely.
What else is going on, Jake? How's the show going? We're crabs.
Yeah, yeah.
The Cat Show podcast.
It's going really well. I have been able to interview some people from Adult Swim recently, in addition to going to the Feline Film Festival. There's Squid Billies. I don't know if you're familiar with that show. Or there's a new show called Mr. Pickles, which is about a lovable family dog that has a satanic streak. I was able to interview. I was able to interview the voice talent and the creators from that show. Last week, a week and a half ago, I interviewed almost all the voice talent from Black Dynamite, and that will be paired with Quincy Jones' episode, which I'll be releasing like either late tonight or tomorrow morning.
Quincy Jones.
Things have been going pretty good.
Quincy Jones, Los Angeles.
Quincy Johnson.
Comedian.
I made a mistake. Quincy Johnson II, who's actually a LA-based comedian as well.
Quincy Johnson has been on the show many times.
He's been on the show here.
He's very funny.
Yes, he was a funny guy.
That's right here in Perez Hilton that he also likes to eat ass.
Quincy Johnson loves to eat ass. Is it catshowpodcast.com? Is that the best?
No, I actually go to radiotitans.com/shows/thecatshow.
Hold on a second. Kate, write that down.
RadioTitans.com/shows.
Shows? With an S.
Yeah.
Then slash cat show.
Slash cat.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
You can also follow Jake on the Twitter machine.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
At Jacob Bunny, one word, and it's Bunny with an EY.
Oh, yes, he's special.
It's not a stupid stage name. It's family given. So
if your name was actually Bunny, Jacob like a bunny rabbit, that would be an amazing porn name for some reason. Jacob Bunny.
Yeah, I know. I could always compare my dick to the little French ticklers and pocket rockets. So that would be fun.
Yes.
Great way to spend an evening.
Right, right. Oh, man.
Well, man, thanks for calling.
Thanks for ringing in.
Thanks for answering my phone call.
Thanks for the little bit of science.
Right.
we'll put that out there. We'll let our listeners know that the enterovirus is caused by ass licking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Take care, man.
Call back, Jake.
All right. Well.
Take care. Bye. It's very funny, Mr. Jacob Bunny.
Boony.
At Jacob Bunny.
No,
JACOBBUNNEY.
Boony.
Cat show. As a podcast, he also goes out live.
Right.
It might conflict with our show on Monday.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, there's plenty of room for all of us in the podcast world to listen at your leisure.
Internet radio is such a crazy, crazy beast.
You got two ears. Put Cat Show on your left ear.
Right.
And listen to Crab Nation on your right ear.
What's up with all the animals?
I don't know. We like animals.
Yeah. Cats, crabs.
We don't really talk about crabs. They don't really talk about cats that much. Although this time he did talk about cats.
He went
cats.
To a cat convention.
That's the first time I've heard him talk about cats.
That's got to be like, listen, if he's on that cat show and he can't score a press pass to the fucking...
That's the only reason. They had no idea maybe what was going on.
Oh, no.
They're like, oh, it's the Cat Show podcast. Let's have them in. Jake, a very funny interview. A couple interviews with some of these cat people.
He was at the show I went to last night.
Wasn't there a designer?
Oh yeah, there was. The designer was from Pussy and Pooch.
That's right. The product.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It was kind of funny because that Pussy and Pooch guy, he seemed kind of like a stiff.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't seem. He was down to joke around.
Not a lot of
and
sense
shit.
Humor. The cat psychic seemed to go with it a little bit.
The cat psychic loved it.
Yeah. She must be used to it because
right.
I mean, what percentage of people?
Too bad he went with a girlfriend.
If you meet somebody. And what percentage of people don't laugh in your face when you tell them you're
know.
A cat psychic?
That, listen, this person is very careful in the circles in which he travels.
Right.
You can go to that. What was this event called? The Cat?
The
cat Expo?
The Cat Cats in Film Festival.
Pussy World?
Or the Cat Film Festival.
Oh, yeah. You can go to the Cat Film Festival
like
as a cat psychic, and most people aren't going to be like, you got a problem.
Right.
You got a real fucking problem, you charlatan.
So we are going to take our next break here.
No!
Before I burp, probably.
Don't do it!
Wrong. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry you had to hear that. It was revolting.
So gross.
We're going to be back in 2 or 3 minutes. Don't go away! More Crab Nation. More fun. More shenanigans. More right-wing nut jobbery being exposed.
Yay.
We're going to expose other stuff.
Fuck you!
After the break.
Jihad!
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
Live from the In The Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In The Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. NetCarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your NetCarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition.
Let it
Wednesday, John Lennon's birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, the great John Lennon from the Beatles. And that's a little bit of Watching the Wheels.
And a big fuck you to Mark David Chapman.
Go round and round.
Right.
Yeah.
Big fuck you.
Giant fuck you to Mark David Chapman, God. Who is the guy that killed
John. Shot John Lennon.
Shot John
God
Lennon.
Damn it.
Let's see, what else have we got going on?
Wait, aside from analingus?
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that for another 20 minutes?
Speaking of assholes, we've extensively talked about Ken Ham.
Oh, shit.
And the Creationist Museum.
Creepy.
Creation Museum, I guess it's called.
Oh, is it?
In Kentucky.
Hey, boy.
And this is a guy who believes... He's a new, young earth Christian. They believe that that the Bible is 100% literally true.
Go on.
It's called, the ministry is called Answers in Genesis.
That sounds like Star Trek 3, the Genesis Project.
Ken Ham, most famous for having his debate.
Right.
Which had a gazillion watchers online. It was talked about for quite a while.
And Bill Nye did an amazing job.
Him and Bill Nye, the science guy.
The only person better would have been Spock.
Yeah, I still don't know. I still haven't decided whether it should have even happened in the first place. Just giving any credence to this ridiculously moronic
He's a dickhead.
View of the world is kind of sad. And there are times that I kind of fall on the side of the argument that Ken Ham shouldn't have even dignified this dolt.
You know who I would have sent?
Debate.
Bill Nye should not have dignified him. You know who they should have sent instead of Bill Nye? Kermit the Frog.
Anybody.
That would have been great. Little Kermit the Frog sitting there on the podium. Hi-ho.
Set a banana on the stool and have a debate Ken Ham. And the banana will make more scientifically true statements.
Carbon dating.
Than that fucking idiot.
Yeah, dickhead. Nobody likes you, man. You're freaking you're a wackadoo.
And child abuse.
Oh, yeah.
If you're teaching your children that the world is 6,000 years old, you're abusing your children.
Jihad. Muslim prayer rugs.
Well, one of the problems that we were finding with his ridiculous Ark Park.
Yes.
He's going to build something called the Ark Encounter, a proposed theme park.
What? Is it called the Ark Encounter?
The Ark Encounter.
The Ark Encounter.
A proposed theme park featuring a 510-foot life-size actual... In the real cubits replica.
That's what it's measured in, cubits.
Of Noah's Ark in the Bible. Don't they say it's like X number of
cubits
high and X number of cubits long?
Cubert. Did you ever play that on Atari?
I did.
How'd you do? Were you good at that one?
It wasn't one of my favorites.
I didn't like Cubert. I didn't get it.
You just hop
What was
around.
Your favorite Atari game?
I don't remember.
Pitfall? I was in the Pitfall fan club because I got a high score.
Pitfall was fun.
Yeah.
They passed tax breaks, tax incentives for this bullshit.
The Ark Experience.
Well, now
everyone's
they're
stupid.
Saying, now they're taking a second look because the Ark Encounter.
Yes.
The Ark Park.
I got my tickets.
Two things.
The
One,
Ark Park.
They're saying that. Early estimates from, and I guess how could you be surprised that these people who think the Earth is 6,000 years old, how could you be surprised that they fuck up math?
Okay.
They said they were the Ark was going to create about 900 jobs.
Are they actually operating the Ark in the water?
No, they haven't even put it up yet. They're getting funding and they need all these tax breaks. But now they finally... are reportedly looking to fill 265 jobs, of which 218 are part-time.
Okay.
So, but they told, their proposal said, we're going to create 900 new jobs.
They were off. They're off by a smidge, by a few cubits.
Just like they're off on the creation of the Earth by a few hundreds of millions of billions of years.
How hilarious would it be if there was actually a God and he was looking down and he's like, oh, my God, I meant that. That was a story in the Bible. It was just a story. This is just a blueprint to get you through life. It's not literal. Literal. There's no. They're actually building the boat. They're building the fucking boat.
They are.
Is it made out of wood?
There was – well, one of the other – yeah, yeah.
Are they going to float it in the –
no, no.
Put it in the ocean?
No,
good. That's not responsible.
They – but they're going to have baby dinosaurs in it.
Oh, yeah.
they had posted the answers in Genesis, posted online an opening, a job opening, for a computer-assisted design technician – to work at Ark Encounter.
Okay.
In the post for the job, the answers in Genesis said applicants must submit to, quote, a creation belief statement.
Oh, God, please say it's in that article.
As well as confirmation of their agreement with the answers in Genesis statement of faith.
In triplicate.
The statement of faith requires potential answers in Genesis employees to affirm the belief that homosexuality is a sin on par with bestiality and incest.
Notarize it.
That the earth is only 6,000 years old.
For sure.
The Bible is literally true.
Pay me minimum wage.
If you don't agree with those statements, you will not be considered for the job.
You will not make $7.50 an hour to hand out funnel cakes to pear-shaped assholes.
So, Americans United, a wonderful organization, AU.org.
Lovely.
Americans United, the full title is Americans United for the Separation of Church and State.
Fuck yeah, motherfucker.
Americans United has been sending some letters.
Hello.
Informed the Kentucky Tourism Development Finance Authority. They informed Governor Steve Beshear, sent letters.
Stephen Beshear.
To lawyers, et cetera.
Mr. Beshear.
About that that posting, which has since been removed.
This is
the job post.
Unacceptable.
So now they're taking a look at possibly they might lose their tax breaks.
Oh, no.
Because of their hiring policy.
Oopsie.
And it looks like they might be bunkering in for a fight. It looks like Ham might be saying, religious freedom, First Amendment.
Funny thing is,
we get to not hire whoever we want.
Right. They're going to actually have to live in the fucking Ark.
So they want tax breaks from all the believers and non-believers.
I don't want to give them any of my money.
In the state of Kentucky, yet they will refuse to allow any non-believers to work for them, which is illegal.
Oh, shit. Yeah. God, I mean, and
let's start putting up Christians need not apply.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
How much fun would that be?
Well, actually, it would be more fun at the job.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it would be.
Well, I guess some of them think that we should allow that because religious freedom, you know.
You're building a boat that was referenced in a book that was translated in through many monks and quill pens, and it's got to be all bullshit. You know what I mean?
Ken Ham is saying they're being misrepresented. Blah, 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 blah. So,
I had a relative on Facebook. She went and saw that movie about Noah starring the guy who'll do any movie because he has a horrible temper and throws phones at people. Who is that? He was in a band. He's one of these movie stars who has a band.
Noah?
Yeah.
The guy that played Noah.
Yeah. He was in Quiz Show, I believe. Not Quiz Show. Some movie about brains.
Why can't I think of his name?
And he was in Cinderella. Cinderella or something. He was a boxer in that movie.
Right.
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
He throws things at people. Now he has to do this movie about Noah's Ark.
Right.
Wasn't he Noah?
He was.
God.
Darren Aronofsky, an atheist, directed that.
Oh, man. My relative on Facebook, she said, she was like, well, I went and saw Noah's whatever the movie was in. It, you know, listen, I know it's a movie, but this is getting ridiculous. That's not how it happened in the Bible.
That's not how it happened.
It's a movie.
I went and saw the first Lord of the Rings movie.
God, you go with some nerd.
Yes. And a mutual friend of ours in Chicago. I had to stand and wait in line the first night that fucking opened with him.
Oh, shit.
It ended up being fun, but then...
I love that movie.
Standing at a urinal after the movie, I had to listen to two nerds fighting.
Oh, God.
Over...
Sword fighting?
How it was... How... Or not fighting, but they were both pissed off and angry that the movie didn't follow the book.
Do they know it's a movie?
I'm just saying.
Man.
I'm just saying.
The movie didn't follow
the book. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
I love all those Lord of the Rings shit.
And have read the book.
So great.
I did read the book. Maybe that's the longest book I've read. But that's a trilogy.
They're all long. They are
big
books. I went to the theater with my family, see Lord of the Rings, through the whole movie, almost to the end. It's the longest movie ever. It's like 2 minutes left in the movie. And my brother gets up and leaves the theater in peace. At that point,
wow,
he stayed through the whole movie. For the last 2 minutes, he was like, "Fuck it, I can't take it anymore. I've only been here 300 million minutes, and now I'm gonna go pee."
And now I'm gonna go pee.
He missed the ending. He sat through the whole movie.
I hate having to pee when you're watching a movie.
I do too.
It feels like it's an eternity.
Yeah, Cineplex Odeon, and they're gonna start offering catheters. Did you read that?
You're missing so much.
Yeah.
Well, why not have a piss bottle?
Because it's just disgusting.
Disgusting?
Shut up.
Freedom.
That's gross.
My religion says
right.
I can whip my dick out and piss in a movie theater.
Right.
Religious freedom.
Well.
How dare you infringe on my religious freedom?
You got a fun God.
Right. That's the slippery slope, maybe.
Right.
If we want to have arguments like those
slippery
idiots.
Slippery schlong.
Like our friend Ken. Ken the Ham.
Ken Ham is spam.
I've got some other stories here. This one's interesting.
Yes.
Speaking of scary... scary,
what? What is it?
Scared Christians. This is... A minor social media storm was created.
Oh, shit.
On the right.
Oh, no.
A mom in Michigan... put something on Facebook and our friends on the right erupted in outrage. Jihad! Outrage, I tell you. When the mother of a 10th grader.
Yes. A sophomore.
Posted on her Facebook.
Oh, God. Some dipshit 15-year-old. Here we go.
She was irate.
No.
Because her daughter, I believe. Daughter. Her daughter. Was given a lesson plan.
Uh-oh.
Was given a project at Jennison High School, it says. This woman, this idiot, this moron, this complete failure of the American education system, Christian ninny fuckwad.
Microcephalic.
Named Jeanette Hall.
Hello, Jeanette.
We'll name her because she's an idiot and deserves public humiliation.
Miss Hall.
Posted this on Facebook.
Yes.
The following.
What happened?
Shock cunting wave.
Shocker.
Software. Shockwave flash. I rub it all over my unwiped anus.
Wow. That
is how I feel about shockwave flash, which is constantly.
Show's falling apart.
Constantly fucking. Fucking with me.
I hate shockwave too. I know what you speak of. It sucks. Shocker.
It is just, it's now fucking up our show.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You're as bad as CeeLo Green, Shockwave.
Our amazing show here. So what happened was her kid was given, her little crotch spawn, her little snowflake.
Gross.
Was given a project. And it was an assignment in world history class. The assignment was she got... all upset and said, because her daughter was supposed to create a pamphlet geared towards a third grader.
A flyer.
So your average Republican voter.
Yeah.
Intellect.
A dipshit.
That might be a little high.
Here you go, Coco.
Explaining to a third grader the religion of Islam.
Okay. This didn't go well.
Islam!
No, jihad! Prayer rugs!
I can't comprehend why prayer is not allowed in school.
Queers, terrorism.
Even though she's from Michigan, I gotta give her that accent.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck off. She's not Southern, dude.
What happened to separation of church and state by requiring my daughter to make a pamphlet promoting another god? Uncapitalized.
It's not promoting. It's
they
educating.
Are violating my religious beliefs. Also, they are presenting false information about who Allah is.
Who is Allah?
They're using subjective language by describing his names as beautiful. That's an opinion. In my opinion, it's sick and twisted. I yelled sick because sick is all capital.
I'm sure she yelled it too. She probably yelled all of this. What a lunatic.
The right went nuts. I can't believe they're promoting Islam to third graders.
Yeah.
Why are they making high schoolers make pamphlets pro-Islam and give it to third graders? What the fuck is happening?
Well, I will
to America and God and Jesus.
Okay, but why do they have to write pamphlets? Can't they just read about it and learn about it then? Do you have to do something to trick your brain?
Fun project.
Fun. A pamphlet? She just read about it. That should be enough.
So then, a day or two later, she posted,
uh-oh,
concerning my post about the Islam assignment given to my daughter. It was an assignment given to my 10th grade daughter in her world history class. The assignment was to make a pamphlet geared toward a third grade audience. They did not actually hand them out to third graders.
Oh, okay.
This assignment upset me because they are presenting Allah as the same God of the Christians and Jews. Let's pause for a moment. It is the same God, you
okay.
Dumb fucking idiot.
Yeah, but that's a tough one
for
her to swallow.
Abrahamic religion.
Yes.
Technically, they all worship the same big guy, you fucking moron.
Okay, now that sounds reasonable, but what she'll say to you is burn in hell.
They worship it in a different way.
Right, yeah, you can burn in hell.
I love that her outrage is over the fact that her daughter might be being educated when she is obviously guilty of doing her best
miseducation.
To uneducate or miseducate
right.
That
God.
Girl.
Thank God she at least goes to school and she's not homeschooled.
This paper, in my opinion, is promoting Islam by describing Allah's names as beautiful. Some of the words they use to describe Allah translates into the word beautiful. You dumb fucking knuckle-dragging moron.
Yeah, yeah. Relax. We're just trying to make your daughter or your son not a total fucking idiot, and it's going to be real hard with you in charge.
To me, this is not simply factual like it should be.
No.
I have a meeting on Tuesday with the principal of Jennison High to discuss my concerns.
Oh, a meeting? I have a tete-a-tete.
And that's next Tuesday.
Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, Jeanette.
Liquid you.
So the assignment, they find out. They talk to the principal, Brandon Graham, is going to meet with this fucking moron and waste time.
He might be outraged
as well. He said, well, unfortunately, a lot of times in today's society, information is spread very quickly without maybe knowing all the facts. God forbid some right-wing moron get presented with facts.
You know, this Brandon guy, the principal, he's going to be like, holy fuck, I gotta talk to this lady.
The assignment was to cover 5 major world religions, including Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Islam. In our social studies classes, we study all the religions to learn how people, group, and cultures function. It helps us understand culture.
Because it's so
putting it into language to describe to a third grader, it helps the person then digest the simple tenets of other cultures.
Burn in hell, homo.
Fucking idiot. Child abuser.
Right.
By pumping that moronic shit into your kids' brains.
Benghazi.
We are going to be back tomorrow to cap off the week, ladies and gentlemen, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. on the Eastern Type Coast here live on the VOCNation.com. We got 1 minute left.
Oh, my God.
Here, don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. You can tweet us. We'll maybe read them on the show and shit. Join the discussion. We're 3,000 plus and climbing.
That's right.
On our Facebook. Join us, facebook.com/crabdiving. The very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer. Follow his tweets. Find out where he's going to be doing his live stand-up comedy at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so Vile.
Everything and anything about us, including past episodes of this show, memes, blog postings, musings, etc. And a great Amazon link that you can buy your shit through and give us a little money.
Shit time.
Go to crabdiving.com. Thanks, everybody. Back tomorrow. More crab.
Bye-bye.
This has been Crab Nation. Did you get your itch scratched? If you want more of the craft, download the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes or crabdiving.com. Catch the crabs on Twitter at Crab Diving and on Facebook at facebook.com/crabdiving. Thanks for listening.